From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Bandwagon Bran, in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bran was a buffalo, warm brown and cream, medium-sized and sure of himself, and when he wanted to prove a thing, he always reached for the same tool. "Everyone thinks so," he'd say. That was it. That was the whole proof. On the morning you met him, the meadow was buzzing about a patch of tall grass by the creek. "Best grass in the valley," Bran announced, chewing. "Everyone says so. The whole herd's been going there for weeks." A young goat looked at the patch. It was yellowed and thin and buzzing with flies. "It looks kind of dry, though." "Doesn't matter how it looks," Bran said. "Everyone eats there." He said it like that settled the question. Then he paused, mid-chew, and something flickered across his broad face, because Bran knew, deep down, exactly what he was doing. He wasn't a villain, he was a teacher, and this was the whole lesson. He did the mistake out loud so you could learn to catch it.
Bran's habit had a home, and the home was the herd. He'd grown up in the middle of a huge one, hundreds of buffalo moving together across the plains. And when you are small and the world is big, the herd is the safest place there is. Whatever the herd believed, Bran believed. When they ran, he ran. When they trusted a watering hole, he trusted it. Going along didn't just feel easy. It felt warm. It felt like belonging. And mostly that was fine. The herd knew where the water was. But somewhere along the way, a wire got crossed in young Bran's head. He started to feel that if everyone believed a thing, that was the same as the thing being true. Safe and true got tangled together. The warm rush of agreeing with everyone started to feel like proof. He carried that tangle for years. He didn't even have a name for it. He just knew that "everyone thinks so" always felt like enough, right up until the day it wasn't.
Bran came to Logic Quest still half expecting a crowd to tell him what to think. Inspector Logos met him at the gate, alone, and asked him one question. "What is the bandwagon mistake?" Bran opened his mouth to say "everyone knows," and stopped himself and grinned a little sheepishly. "It's when you say something's true," he said slowly, "just because lots of people believe it. Popular standing in for proof." He shifted his weight. "I do it. When an idea's comfortable and the whole crowd shares it, I stop checking. We all do it sometimes." Inspector Logos nodded. "Popular and true are two different things," she said. "For hundreds of years, nearly everyone believed the sun went around the earth. The crowd was enormous. The crowd was wrong." She looked at him. "The skill is pulling popularity and evidence apart. You're hired."
Bran taught the way he'd been taught the mistake, right out in the open. He gathered a few of the young ones by the old creek bridge. "The herd says this bridge is safe," he told them. "Been saying it for years. So, is it safe?"
"Yes," they chorused. "Everyone crosses it."
Bran stamped a hoof. The bridge gave a soft, rotten crunch, and one plank sagged low. The young ones went quiet. "Everyone crosses it," Bran said gently, "is not the same as it holds. The crowd being big doesn't make the wood strong." He let that sit. "So here's what you do instead. First, ask what the real evidence is. Is it popularity, or is it something you can actually check? Second, remember the sun and earth. History is full of things almost everyone believed that turned out wrong. A big crowd has been wrong before, plenty of times." A young fox frowned. "But my teacher says all the science folks agree the winters are getting warmer. Is that a bandwagon?"
"Sharp question," Bran said.
"No, that's different, and the difference matters. A bunch of experts who each studied the thing and landed in the same place, that's real evidence, because they did the checking. That's not a crowd going along. That's a lot of people who each looked. Don't mix those up. Everyone feels this way is a bandwagon. Everyone who measured it found the same thing is a reason." He smiled. "And last, when the whole herd is running one way and something in you says wait, you're allowed to wait. Don't blame yourself for the pull to go along. Just notice it and check.
That evening, the herd thundered off toward the yellowed grass by the creek, the way they did every day. Bran didn't follow. He stood at the edge of the meadow with the young goat from that morning, the two of them looking at the fresh green grass on the other side, the side nobody used. "Isn't it weird?" the goat said. "Not going where everyone goes? Doesn't it feel lonely?" Bran was quiet a moment. "A little," he admitted. "The going along feeling is warm. I won't pretend it isn't." Then he planted his 4 feet square on the ground and felt the earth hold him. "But there's another feeling, and it's better. It's sturdy. It's standing on your own 2 feet, well, 4 in my case, even with the whole herd running the other way. Not because I think I'm smarter than the herd, just because I checked, and the grass over here is greener, and my own eyes said so." He looked down at the goat. That steady, standing your own ground feeling, that's worth more than the warm rasha fitting in. Chase that one. The goat took a slow breath and stood up a little straighter, and together they walked toward the green.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bandwagon Brand. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.